to teach you English in a fun, practical, informative way. Do you have what it takes? Alberto Alonso in the show with no name. No name. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome one, welcome all to the show with no name. And you're here with your DJ for today, your host with the most, your giddy Spanish name, Alberto Alonso. Yes, welcome aboard, welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Nacho, tell them what it's called.
It's a show with no name.
That's right, it's the show with no name 2.0, and we are checking in. It's Monday morning, and we are ready to rock your socks off. We're not going to use Monday as an excuse. No, 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 no. People say, it's Monday. I don't want to hear any excuses today about anything from anyone. How's that? Okay, vamos a empezar ahí.
Great.
No excuses, okay? Today, we're going to kick some ass. We're going to have some fun. We're going to learn English, and we're going to laugh. And all this is going to be just, you know, to have a good 2 hours together. So if you're not awake after the show, don't you worry. We'll give you your money back. You'll get a full refund. Every dime you've invested, every penny that you've spent on listening to this program, you will get back. We promise. That's our guarantee over there. That's our guarantee here on the show with no name. Well, we hope you had a lovely weekend. Had a nice weekend myself, nonstop as usual. But vamos. That's what we do. There's so much to do and so little time. Es la expresión en inglés. So much to do and so little time that we keep busy. We keep busy over there on the weekend. So we hope you guys were keeping busy. I hope you guys also practiced your English a little bit. Now, practicing your English doesn't mean sitting down with a translation book all the time. It's good. Believe me, that's one of the best ways to do it, because lo machacas, you poof, 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 as quickly as possible. But also that can mean having a beer with a giddy friend. I was with three American girls this weekend, so don't tell me there are no giddies in Madrid. Okay, I was with three. I met a bunch of Americans this weekend, and we had a great time. And yeah, so guys, get out there. One of the good things, I mean, I'm talking about Madrid, Barcelona as well. I don't know about the other cities, but I know that in Madrid and Barcelona, there are plenty of Anglos. Plenty of them, because of the university programs, because they're teachers. So don't give me the excuse that, oh, I can't find anyone to talk with. Well, you're not looking. You're not looking correctly, because they're out there. Believe me, I always find them. Sin querer. You know, I always find him, and I'm not even trying to find him. That's the difference over there. All right, well, as I said, now you should always vary the way you study. You shouldn't just study translation lists and then think, okay, well, now I've got it. You know what I mean? No, you should study translation lists. You should have conversations. You should, read aloud, of course. Every kind of way to study possible. This way you don't get bored. Listen to Vaughan Radio. Course. And this way, you have to keep it fresh, because if something, the same thing as going to the gym, y siempre, I always compare it to this. If you go and the routine starts getting stale, stale es que pierde la novedad, it becomes stale. Like a relationship. This happens many times in relationships. They become stale, pierden la chispa, right? Well, when you do that, you have to switch it up. Es la palabra que te quiero decir ahí. Switch it, hacer un cambiazo ahí. Do something. Shock your body. Shock your English. And I'll tell you something. That's when you're going to notice results. We don't see results when we stay in our comfort zone. Like we always say with Angel. If you stay in your comfort zone, yeah, it's going to be nice. You have a warm smile on your face and everybody loves what you do. But you're not pushing yourself. And if you're not pushing yourself, you're not going to improve. It's that simple. All right. So there's my motivational speech for the day. I'm sure there will be more, because you know me. I'm always inspired. And I like to share that with you. Sometimes it's ridiculous and sometimes it makes total sense. But we're here also with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world. And his name is
Nacho Macho Man. I've got to be a Nacho Man.
That's right. I've got to be a Nacho Man. And that's right. Nacho, ¿qué tal? Tiene sonrisa. Ganó el Atleti. Yeah, Falcao. What is that? Is Falcao on fire or what's going on? What if he... Mi favorito is... This would be the best. Y yo soy madridista. Y lo sabe todo el mundo. But my the best thing that could happen for me, y lo siento, Cristiano, would be that Falcao comes in and grabs the golden boot. La bota de oro. Because, you know, everyone's like, Messi or Cristiano? And then it would be great for Falcao to be like, I'll take that. Just that's mine, guys. So you can stop your bickering. ¿Qué significa esta palabra, bickering? Seguro que lo sabes, dude. Do you know bickering?
No.
It's arguing over stupidity. Like a lot of couples, when they've been together for a long time, they bicker. So they're not fighting about anything really important. It's just a, well, but you said this, but I said, this is bickering. This is an unimportant argument. It's a waste of your time, really, bickering. To bicker. Don't bicker. Vamos a ver, es con B. B-I-C-K-E-R. Ya hemos aprendido varias palabras. I hope you guys are writing this stuff down.
To become still, to switch it up.
Switch it up, absolutely. We use that all the time. You got to make a change. You got to switch it up. Okay, so this is pelear, discutir, pero bicker is reñir. This, it's como niños, it says here. Okay. So it's like to argue like children over trivial, stupid, meaningless stuff. So don't bicker, guys. Don't waste your energy with that. We say in English, I don't know if you have something similar in Spanish, choose your battles. Elige tus batallas.
Elige tus batallas.
Yeah, you can't.
Elige tus causas, no?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We say in English, choose. Don't, you're not going to defend everything in the world. You'll just be defending your whole life. So choose your battles. What's important to you? And we know that English is important to you, at least those of you who are turned in. So make that one of your battles. It's a positive, productive battle. And remember, I was actually talking to my mother last night, who is an iPhone user now. I don't know what. I remember the first day I got an email from her. Now I got an email that says sent from my iPhone. I don't know what. My body went through some crazy reaction. I said, what is going on? I broke into a cold sweat. My mom, and then I spoke to her yesterday on the phone, and she goes, oh, I spent the afternoon downloading apps. I'm like, do you have Viber? Do you have, yo estoy muriendo de... El momento que me llega un WhatsApp de mi madre, se acabó, tío. Me voy a pegar un tiro. I'm gonna shoot myself in the head. Unbelievable. My mom has got an iPhone. Is this the world is coming to an end. It's Revelations all over here. The final chapter of the Bible. This is crazy. Armageddon. Unbelievable. Well, it's great. It's a great tool. Now I have to teach her. De hecho, mandé un mensaje. I sent my friend in New York, one of my best friends, Dylan. I sent him a message. I'm like, can you go over and have lunch with my mom and help her with the iPhone? Because she probably doesn't know all the possibilities. And I want her to be able to communicate with me. So
you take care of your mom.
Oh, you have to, yeah. In fact, when we installed Skype over the phone. Okay, I helped my mother. It took an hour. Tardó una hora. Okay, algo que normalmente tarda 5 minutos. Pero lo conseguimos. We did it. We were there. I'm like, okay, what does it say now? She goes, open file, save file. I'm like, open file. Okay, good. It says create username. I'm like, all right, we'll choose a username. And we did it. We got through it, and I got my mom on Skype. You know what I call her? Her name is Linda.
Yes.
Beautiful, right? Her name is Linda. I call her Digital Lynn. Digital, digital. Digital Lynn. Yeah, that's her nickname for me. So I just can't wait to see her over there. She's like, I can't wait to see her over there texting or something on the iPhone. I'm going to take a picture. Next time I go to the United States, you guys will see my mother with her iPhone, and you're going to just crack up. Te vas a partir de la risa. But it's cool. It's always good. I remember now my grandfather, her father, my paternal grandfather, Alberto, the original Alberto, he used to tell me, he's like, computers are evil. Oh, no, I'm telling you. He would like look at, we got in arguments. Nos peleábamos. I'm like, Grandpa, I'm working right now from your kitchen table with no wires, and I'm communicating with people in Spain. And he's like, it's evil. It's going to take control of you. It's too late. They already have. This little computer called the iPhone has already taken control of my social life. All right. Well, there it is, guys. Technology and moms. That's always a funny topic. Now Maggie. Maggie. I'm retarded, folks.
Unconscious.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't even know. What was your name? Oh, yeah. Betty. Sorry about that. All right. Well, Beatriz is here in the studio, and she's crying. Now she's crying. Now she's not upset.
No, I'm crying. Always when I come here, you know, I start crying, but, you know, just because you make me laugh so. Oh, you're so funny.
Well, it's my mother. It's my mother that's making this joke possible.
Oh, my God.
It wouldn't be possible if my mom didn't get an iPhone. So thanks to my mom.
But it's the way you say things. Oh. But, you know, the people cannot see your face.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Okay? But I can see your face.
And what am I?
And your body language, you know?
Okay.
And your body language and your face, it's even, you know, funnier.
Yeah, well, I'm a funny guy. That's what they say.
Oh, my God. Enthusiastic.
Yeah. Definitely. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't recognize her, now she's got a couple names. She's also got her English name as well.
Oh, yes.
Betty is her English. Yeah. So it's Beatriz. But ladies and gentlemen, on the show, we're going to call her Betty.
Good morning, everyone. Nice to be back here.
Long time no see. How you been?
But I listened to you, eh?
Okay. No, but I haven't seen you in a while.
I think in a couple of months.
Oh, really?
Or a month and a half, something like that.
How you been? How are things?
Well, doing a lot of things and new courses and new events and, you know, creating new things, you know. I'm just a little bit like you in the creative part of ourselves.
Okay.
We are all the time thinking about new things to do.
It's a sickness. Es una enfermedad. Yeah. Más que nada.
I understand you very well.
You know, where you're like, you never disconnect, you know.
Yeah.
So tell us, our listeners who don't know you, a lot of our listeners know you because you've been to the show before. Mm-hmm. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you do, your website, and a little bit this way, if they're looking for some self-help or just to motivate, to jumpstart their lives a bit. Tell us what you do.
Well, I'm a consultant and a coach and a therapist of self-evolution, autoevolucion.com. Okay. It's a method that I created.
Okay.
And it's a method I have developed to teach online through autoevolucion.com and through courses also.
All right.
And in private sessions. And also I'm a writer. I write a book.
Now, what is the name of your book? I remember.
La clave está en tus sueños.
La clave está en tus sueños. The key is in your dreams.
That's it.
We'll have to translate it into English, won't we? It's beautiful into English,
yes. And the autoevolucion is a self-education working method that would teach you to reprogram your mind, to recognize if something is blocking you, or, you know, you can use it as a therapy to overcome the old and negative patterns that you have.
Sure, sure.
And also as a coaching method to develop your better skills, to help you to develop, you know, your new projects.
Sure, sure.
You can use it in both ways.
Absolutely. Well, it's basically evolving, right? It's evolution, like you said, evolución, which is something when you're not evolving, you're kind of stagnant.
Yes.
You're stopped. You're like a water that doesn't move.
You know, the problem of most people is that maybe they are not as creative as they can be because they have things that they block them.
Sure, they're not living, in English we say, they're not living up to their full potential.
That's it, exactly. Right. They don't live to that potential that they have. No?
And what do you think? What are some of the things? Because, I mean, a lot of people, even some left brain people I know, are quite creative when it comes to problem solving and things like this, but they don't let it out. There's something blocking. What are the biggest things that block people from living to their full potential?
Themselves.
So you think we are our worst enemy.
Yeah, because when, for example, you want to do something, for example, I have that project, okay, and you want to, normally a creative person start to, the first thing is make a decision. Okay, make a decision.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Get comfortable, man. We've got 2 hours over here.
When you make a decision, your mind start to lead you to the possibilities.
Sure.
Okay? And the universe start to send you some kind of signals.
Some signals.
Mm-hmm. And you see that signals and you read them and you say, okay, I have that idea, and you have the other one. You are a very creative person.
No.
Yes. So that's the way, for example, I'm sure you do.
Well, you know what, though? But my biggest thing is I know a lot of creative people, but creativity is not enough. You've got to be creative, and you got to find a way to make that creative.
That's it.
Because everyone's like, I'm creative. I have so many ideas. Yeah, but if you don't put these ideas into practice, if you don't bring them to the right people who can make them a reality, they're just going to remain ideas.
That's what exactly what I
and
was.
And someone will steal them from you.
Yeah. That was exactly what I was just saying, going about to say.
Yeah.
Ah, that's
perfecto.
It.
¿Quieres un totally native? De,
dámelo.
All right, dale un totally native. Que no ha cometido errores, está aquí luchando.
Estoy aquí. Dándolo I'm improving.
Todo.
I'm
lunes
evolving.
Por la mañana.
I'm evolving.
Self-evolving.
Okay, the thing is that's exactly the point. Mm-hmm. If you have a lot of ideas, but you have that inner self that starts to say to you, okay, you're not able. What do you think you're going to do? You're going to fail. And those kinds of things that...
self-doubts.
The self-doubts.
Autodudas, we say in English, where you're like, I can't, I'm not good enough. What are people going to think?
That's the pattern we have to reprogram.
Right.
And to transform this pattern in someone like an inner coach.
Right, right.
Understand?
You have to be your own number one fan. You got to be like, come on, push it, let's go, let's
that's
go.
That's it. Sure. So, and that's a self-transformation mm-hmm. that you have to do it with yourself. I mean, no one can do it for yourself. You've
got to do it. Yeah, yeah. Like
it.
We say in English, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
That's it.
So if someone, you know, needs to realize something in their life, they're the ones who have to say, okay, this is what I'm doing wrong. I've got to correct it.
This coaching system that means that you need to know the skills.
Yeah, you need to know your skills. Yeah,
your skills sure. And how to develop them.
How to develop them, sure.
Okay, because there are a lot of people that have a lot of skills and a lot of gifts,
right.
But they don't develop them.
Sure, sure.
Just because they have those inner doubts all the time.
Sure, sure. And it's human nature. It's human nature to doubt yourself and say, can I, am I, is it possible? Especially when we're pushing ourselves to do bigger things, you know?
Do you know what you said about the comfort zone?
Yeah.
Okay.
That happens in English all the time. People are like, I don't make any mistakes anymore. Yeah, because you're not
trying nothing, anything.
Anything.
And that's it.
Wait, yeah, okay.
When you're not trying anything.
Autocorrección, autoevolución.
Exactamente. You're not trying anything.
Sure.
So if you don't try anything. But, you know, yesterday, for example, I was talking to one of my students and she said that nothing happens in my life. They go, yes, because you don't have an asset. You don't make a decision.
Right, right.
In the moment
we say to be in limbo in English. Muchas veces cuando estás ni aquí ni ahí, you're in limbo. It's the worst place to be because you're not moving forward. I have a friend in New York, and he's always like, I'm going to do this. No, no. And then next week, I'm going to do this. I'm like, until you decide, you're just going to be bouncing back and forth. Mm-hmm. You're in limbo, es la expresión.
I like that expression.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
And so
teach
something
you some
I told her is, okay, why you don't...
Why
don't you ask your inner self what that he wants to do?
Yeah, what pleases you?
What pleases you? What do you want? And you have... we call that to incubate dream or to incubate an asset or a project. It's to ask yourself, to your inner self, what you're good at, what you want to develop, what you want to go,
where you want to go, right?
And what you want to do, but really something that you are good at and you can show the world and you can share to the world.
I'm not going to be an astronomer, for example, because that's not my forte.
No, but your forte, is communication.
Yeah, I'm not bad at it.
No, you're very good at that. So you are just in a profession mm-hmm. that makes the best of you come up.
La expresión es to bring out the best in you. So you want to do something that brings out the best in you.
Okay.
Saca lo mejor dentro de ti, right? It brings out the best in you.
For example, I'm good on that, but for example, if someone tell me, okay, I'm going to give you a job of, economist. And I say, well, I'm not good on that.
I'm not good at that.
At that.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So maybe I will be more useful and I can help people better if I'm in a kind of job that I'm doing now.
Sure. You have to recognize your strong points and your weak points.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I help people to find.
Okay.
What
are your passions? What are your assets? What are you good at?
That's it.
And how do we exploit or develop that further?
That's it.
And everybody, I hate when people, I'm not good at anything. It's like, yes, you are.
Yes.
You have to be, or else what are we here for?
Everybody, I've been doing this job for 15 years.
15.
Everybody has something
inside that wants to break out.
Yeah. When they say, okay, but, you know, but I like that, I'm shy, or I'm not able. No, you're not that. You think you are that,
sure.
But you're not that.
Look at this Felix Baumgartner guy, or whatever his name.
Who?
The guy who jumped from the stratosphere.
Oh, my God.
Like, human, you know, before that, people said, anybody who does some things that have never been done before. So somewhere in the back of their mind, he's saying, is this possible? Am I going to die? No one's done this before. But that belief in yourself is what makes you say, forget all the negative that could happen and let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, you know, of course, it was prepared. It wasn't, they took 5 years.
5 years to prepare it.
Yeah, yeah.
But he prepared himself mentally,
absolutely.
Physically. He did a lot of jumps.
Yeah.
He was involved in all the process. You know, people that normally fears about doing things new, right. new things. It's because the fear is very related to not have information.
Right. Okay. Sure, sure. Well, to make a sound decision, you need information.
You need information.
Absolutely, I agree.
And people say, well, I'm afraid to do this, to do that. Okay, but do something about it. Take all the information you need, study, put yourself in a... Prueba a ti mismo, como se diría.
Put yourself to the test.
Eso, put yourself to the test. And finally, with all those little things, right. you will be gaining confidence in a sure. while. And so you can, you know, overcome that those fears. But
sure,
the problem
sure.
is that people, okay, I'm
fearful.
I'm fearful.
I'm afraid. Yeah.
I'm afraid. Me escondo, you know?
I'm going to hide. Yeah. That's the instant reaction. People are like, well, I'm going to hide from my fears. Maybe they'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't happen.
something that normally I tell people is every day you have to do something that really costs you an effort.
Okay. You have to make a big effort. Yeah.
A little thing.
Sure.
Maybe. It doesn't mean that you have the big efforts, but, you know, you think you're fearful of doing that phone call, do it.
Making that phone call,
do it.
Right.
You have to speak with that man, do it.
I mean, sure.
Do things that you're fearful about.
Yeah, well, the only way, that's, again, leaving the comfort zone. And the only way you're going to do that is by breaking down obstacles and walls that we've created around ourselves.
When you do that, your creative mind starts to give you a lot of ideas.
There you go.
Because once you have overcome those walls, you see another horizon.
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 Yeah.
And you have another possibilities another capability.
It looks like a bigger world.
That's it.
The world becomes a lot bigger and with more possibilities. And really, that's the idea, guys. So, I mean, let's sum up. Vamos a resumir un poco. Mm-hmm. We are our biggest enemies.
Yes.
We are and we can be our biggest fan.
That's it.
So which one are you? Are you with yourself or against yourself?
That's it. You can choose it. But you can. We have two things important. We have two important things. Mm-hmm. Ourselves and the circumstances.
Okay.
The first thing is the circumstances mm-hmm. can beat you. First of all, because you're not trained and you're not doing the best of yourself. But once you do the best of yourself, you can change the circumstances.
Sure,
you understand?
Of course. You got. It's like, do you believe in fate? Yeah, el destino. Yeah, it's possible. But you can alter fate.
Of course.
So yes, there is an element of things happen the way they happen, mm-hmm. but you can have an influence on that,
yes.
especially if you're proactive in your own life.
You know what I was just saying? Just about you said that. You don't only you have to have a good idea, but you have to put something in action. There are a lot of people that now they think, okay, in related to those books that said, okay, if you change your mind, you will change your life. Okay,
right.
That's not exactly like that. If you change your mind, you will change your emotions, you will change your actions, and finally, you will do something different in the world, and the world will give you another feedback.
Yeah, you'll get guys.
But you need to do things, not only
proactive.
To think things.
Yeah, I understand you 100%.
Okay.
You know that I understand
I know you understand me.
I hope you listeners are with us. Espero que, because this is important stuff. This is how you can unlock las presiones. This is how you can unlock your hidden potential. It's all you've. Everybody's good at something, and maybe that'll show you that you're good at a lot of other things too.
Yes,
that's the thing. And then you develop them and you get better and better. But until you kind of break down those walls and say, wait, okay, I'm going to tackle my biggest fears. Right? All right. Well, we've got to go to a commercial break now. But send us some dreams. Beatriz is also saying a lot of that, a lot of our subconscious, a lot of our hidden desires and wants and needs are in our dreams. So if we're able to understand our dreams, then we're able to understand ourselves a little better.
Tell them to send to @autoevolucion because I cannot see your screen.
Okay, Autoevolucion is her address. Send them there. Autoevolucion.
Yes,
okay. @autoevolucion in Twitter. Porque Roberto nos pregunta también cuál es su Twitter. Autoevolucion. And we're going to take a look at a few dreams throughout the show. We've got a few that have come in already. And we'll see what's holding you back. ¿Qué te está limitando? What is holding you back? Right, this is good vocabulary here.
What is
holding you back? Answer. If you can answer that question, then you can conquer it. Think about it. All right, guys. Well, there it is. We're starting off Monday on a positive note, on a good foot. That's what we do.
On a good foot.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot of vocabulary today.
That's the idea.
Alberto.
Yeah, well, that's what I do. That's my job. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, ¿me echas una mano? Going to stick
of
around.
Of course.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, you know how this works. We're going to a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. If I were you, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
The Show With No Name.
That's right, The Show With No Name, only on Baugan Radio, and it's a 2-hour show just for you. And you, and you, and you, and Nacho, too. And, well, it's for everybody. It's not just for you. We got to share it, guys. It's
mola mazo, hombre.
Mola mazo. There's Allison. Oh, and a nice congratulations to Allison Lanthorn, who ran the 10K, 10 kilometers ayer. In under an hour. Woo-hoo! Congratulations to Vaughan's sweetheart, Allison Lanthorn. She did it in 58 minutes. O algo así. Congratulations. Kicking ass. We miss you, Allison. Come back and visit us soon. All right. Well, guys, in case you didn't know, and I'm sure you do know, we are on Twitter, and we're here to answer your questions. Not personal questions, but answer your questions. Well, you can participate in the show. You can get vocabulary, all that stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Nacho, ¿cómo pueden contactar con nosotros por Twitter?
Tuiteanos. @ IM Alberto Alonso.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look. We got a couple here. These I won't mention. They're dreams, but people have already, you're mentioned in them, so I won't re-mention them. You got one, Redneck Rodney. Redneck Rodney's participating over here.
My God. Yeah, but I seen the Redneck Rodney. Have you heard?
He says, I always have hot and heavy dreams about my lovers. Es digno de mirar, ¿no? I mean, this is a dream like any other one, isn't it?
Yes, sirreba.
Ahí la tienes. It has to mean something. I want to look at that one. Yeah. Raquel Martos over here. She says, kisses a lot. Raquel Martos, she's awesome. Alexandra Sasha, she says, we'll be listening today. Good luck, guys. Thank you very much, Sasha. Marvin El Flaco says, because I'm having breakfast at a bar, and some people are already on the beer. Que viva España, joder. And it's crazy. I can't believe. Yeah.
It's beer?
Yeah, it's at 10 o'clock God. In the morning. It's crazy. Oh, my. I was like, wow. Okay, what about coffee or something? I don't know, a tea. And yeah, well, Marvin El Flaco says, beer's no good for breakfast. Orujo or coña, en vez de coñac.
Coñac.
Coña.
Coña.
Is much better. Merche says, viva! Eduardo says, when you enter a bar and you see the tapas, you change your first idea of having a coffee to having a beer. Yeah, but not at 10 in the morning. Guys, I love beer, like the next guy, como el otro. But not in the morning, guys. Come on. Let's see. Danny San says, hi, guys. Looking forward to the radio show that sticks out over the rest with the compelling Alberto Alonso and the DJ that takes the cake, DJ Spangles. Dale un par de totally natives ahí, Danny San.
Totally natives.
Se lleva el pastel. Takes the cake. No, se lleva la...
Takes the cake.
Sí. La palma.
Totalmente nativo. Vas pillando, Vas pillando.
Yeah, no, I'm getting
Albertucho.
Better. I have good teachers. let's see. Havana Gospelera says, maybe some of those people were foreigners. Viva España sin joder. And my answer was, no, they were old Spanish men, and they were saying joder every 3 seconds. So, and then she later, luego pone a stereotype. No, y no es la primera vez que lo veo. Ojalá. I wish it were. Perdona, no sé hablar inglés. I wish it were only a stereotype, but that's the way the ball bounces over here. Pero, a mí me encanta. It's funny. It makes me feel like less of an alcoholic. dead follower says, beer is nothing. Sol y Sombra, Brandy and Anisette together.
Oh my God.
That's the tough guy's breakfast. Estáis fatal, eh? You guys are screwed up, man. Stacy says, oh, my favorite part about Spain. Beer at any time. Es americana, Stacy.
Ah, okay.
She's like, beer at any time. Siempre, it's always, ahí es de turismo de España. Come to Spain, where it's beer o'clock all day. Pumpkin Dude says, Viva España. Y si es posible, a joder. Let's call it a day. A eso se le llama el desayuno de los campeones, the breakfast of champions. Vero says, good morning, masters, double A, DJ Spanglish, and Nachete en Bea. It's Monday. Let's grab this Halloween week by the horns. Yeehaw! Well, guys, let me remind you, Halloween is coming up. It's Wednesday, and we're going to be at Casa del Libro in Gran Vía. And that's going to be at 7:30 on the 31st. So you're not going to want to miss that. It's at 7:30 this Wednesday, October 31st, in Madrid, on Gran Vía. Be there or be square, all right? Alo says, good morning to everybody in these dark times. We must feel grateful for having so many things to do. Gogi says, good morning, show with no name, double A, and all the people in the studio. Monday, but it feels like Friday. God save Spain and our productivity. LOL. No, ayer pasó, eh? I love complaining, but cuando tengo razón, pues más todavía.
A ver.
And yesterday I was with some friends terracing, terraceando. And okay, un poco inventado. Okay.
Bueno.
So we were terracing, and we go to a terrace, and there were like six of us, and we're like, vamos a, and they're like, no, estamos cerrando. I'm like, okay. And I said to the guy, viva la crisis, no? Then we went to another place, estamos cerrando.
But
I'm like,
time
in the middle of the day, like 4:30. I'm like, okay. We were going to spend about 50 to 100 euros, but that's okay, whatever you want. So, guys, I'm just going to say this now, we will never, ever, ever, ever get out of the crisis if the mentality doesn't change here.
Change.
No estoy hablando de todo, estoy hablando que hay gente ahí que te estoy poniendo dinero en la mano. Te estoy diciendo, toma mi dinero, con la cartera en la mano. And they're like, no, we don't want it. Mm-hmm. If that doesn't change, things will never change here.
You are right.
FYI, for your information. You know, es lo que he visto mil veces. I've seen a million times people turn down rechazar mi dinero. Okay, I'll bring it to someone else. But it's incredible. In the United States, they're like, we closed a half an hour ago, but have a seat. Hemos cerrado hace media hora para sentaros. Y se queda un camarero y le dan
lo que tenga que darle.
Nunca se rechaza dinero en los Estados Unidos. It's capitalismo. That's the way it works.
Yeah, but
guys,
it's service.
Come on. Like, no, in a crisis, you don't turn away customers.
In the United States, you have different philosophy about service.
Yeah, well, we open Sunday, for example.
Yeah.
Stores are open. Sunday is one of the biggest shopping days of the week. Because you're working Monday to Friday, you can't spend your money. Saturday, you have family. So Sunday, the malls, los centros, are full. And here, no se facturan tanto un domingo. Because half, you know, Corte Inglés, you've gotten a few other stores in the center that are open. Mm-hmm. You know, Open Court, whatever. But we got to change the mentality, guys. There's never a bad time to have a customer. It's always good.
You are right.
You know? Gogi says, ya leí esta. Vero says, yeah, Aupa Atleti, Nacho, we should form a peña, the Atlético de Madrid T-Force Peña. Le gusta. Sí, sí, tiene una sonrisa. Parece no chino, pero parece lo siguiente. No chino, pero lo siguiente.
Mola mazo, hombre.
SV says, don't be bad with your mom. Mine is discovering smartphones as well, and it's a lot of fun how she uses it. It's human versus the machine. Como se dice en inglés, man versus machine. Oh, mom versus machine. Maggie left. There she is. She says, I can't stop laughing. You guys are the bee's knees. Dale un totally native, por favor.
Totally native.
Esto sería the business, pero se pronuncia como de coña. The bee's knees, las rodillas de la avispa. Uh-huh. The bee's knees. And she says, I'm already having a blast listening to you. Awesome, awesome. Pumpkin Dude says, La clave está en tus sueños by autoevolución. Highly recommendable. There you go. There's Pumpkin Dude. I think that's Bifenota.
Yeah, but he's written it.
Cool. I hope so, because si lo recomienda sin leerlo.
You don't remember one of my programs? He won that book.
Oh, yeah, because he participates. That's right.
You remember?
Yep. Yeah. Rosa says, of course we recognized her. Hi, Betty. Can you interpret my recurring dream? I'm suddenly without shoes at work and grocery shopping. So there you go.
At work?
But maybe it's not a dream. Maybe you just forgot to put your shoes on when you were at work and at the grocery store.
Okay.
Elena says, good morning, AA, Bea, and everyone in the studio. The rising power of geek moms. My daughters are scared, too. Have a nice day. Yeah, be afraid, guys. It's mom versus machine. Javi, first taxi driver, says, good morning, Bea. Have I ever told you you're my dreams lady? Said, yeah, the lady of my dreams.
Oh, thank you, honey.
So you have to interpret that one there.
Yeah, no, but I have one. I have one for him.
Okay, let's call it a day, says, good morning, everybody in the studio. A lot of positivity and good advices. Advice. Es incontable. Okay, so you can say a piece of advice, si quieres hacerlo contable, pero it's really advice. Que sea uno, que sea dos, que sea tres piezas. All right, so it's advice, advice. Thanks, Autoevolución, a hug and a mwah. Roberto Esteban says, esa mujer es un ángel adivinador. Es lo que yo necesito. ¿Cuál es su Twitter? Y lo hemos dicho, es @autoevolucion. También la página web es autoevolucion.com.
Yes.
Yes, autoevolucion.com. Blacksmith says, good morning, AA and company. What's up? Vivir de los cuentos me empezó a seguir. What's up, vivir de living from the stories?
Me too.
Jesus says, what's up? Good morning. Very interesting thing, she said. I think you're right. Sometimes we are our own worst enemies.
Yes.
Y eso es ahí. Vamos a ver más cositas. Sergio says, good morning. Come on. It's almost Friday. Me gusta tu I applaud your positivity. Norma, bienvenida. Welcome. She says, good morning. Good morning to you, Norma. Rule. La norma. There you go. La norma. The rule. Blacksmith says, I'm getting used to have. ¿Qué falla allí? I'm getting used to have. Having. To get used to, siempre con el verbo en ing. I'm getting used to, me estoy acostumbrando, I'm getting used to having an English breakfast here. I have enough for the rest of the day. Sí, ya no tienes que comer nada en el resto del día. Let's see, Roberto Esteban says, ¿que sabías palabras? ¿Cuánto sabes, tío? Tú tienes que ser ministro de economía. I don't want it. I don't want to have any responsibility because... I don't want to inherit. No quiero heredar esta situación como político. Sorry. No hay dinero en el mundo que...
Que te pague eso.
No way. No. Enrique Peralta, there he is. He says, hi, AA, do we have to dress up as monsters or zombies on Wednesday at the Casa del Libro? I thought you already... Oh no. You weren't a zombie. I thought last time I saw you, you were dressed up. Come as yourself. You know, come however you want. Come comfortable. Fabio, there he is. Poeta says, good morning, everybody. If you don't go abroad, you will never open your mind. If you don't try, you'll never see what's next. There you go.
That's it.
Juan Daniel says, waiters in the U.S. work for tips. Here they don't. Unless you're the manager, one more customer doesn't mean any moolah. Well, that's not the attitude, ever. Nunca, si no quieres hacer tu trabajo, vete a casa o dale a otra persona. It's that simple. Y no tiene que ver con propinas. Es la mentalidad. Forget about money. Let's just forget about the word money and let's just remember doing your job 110%. Okay, vamos a olvidarnos de... Pero imagínate el astronauta dice, no, es que no me da igual si va esta nave ahí porque a mí no me van a pagar más. Well, then the airplane crash, then the rocket ship crashes. So if everybody did their job to 110%, I think everybody would be happy.
You know, the other day I was having breakfast with Maggie. Yep. And she took me to a place next to her house.
Okay.
And we were having breakfast and the waiter was something incredible. And I told Maggie, okay, if I had a bar, I will hire him for the best. I mean, he was something incredible.
Sure. And that's norm. I mean, that's you expect. Like when I get good service here, I'm like shocked. And it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah,
no debería ser que cuando tienes buen servicio que te quedas wow.
But no, is another way of saying that not only the tips are important, but the people, you know, can look at you and say, okay, you are doing so good job. If I ever
such a good job.
Mm-hmm. If I ever put a bar, I will hire him.
If I ever set up a bar.
Set up a bar.
If I ever set up a bar or open a bar, se puede decir.
Open a bar. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's not, let's put, like I said, money is, of course, it's important. We need to stimulate the economy.
But the attitude is important.
But if everybody has a positive attitude, then you're naturally going to make more money. The companies, then they'll be able to pay their waiters more. Think of the big picture,
okay.
Juan Daniel. And está de acuerdo conmigo. It's a sad truth, and you're totally right.
Yeah.
Pero no podemos aceptarlo como la verdad. Tenemos que cambiarlo. We've got to make a change, or else... We're never, ever going to get out of this. Te lo digo ahora mismo. Because they say that insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. Un diferente enlace. Yeah. Desenlace. Mm-hmm. So if we don't make a change, if we don't switch it up, ahí nos quedamos. Con la, es la crisis. Forget that excuse. Let's stop. I said today, no excuses. Es lo primero que dije. Que no trabajen por propinas. Pues que cambien de trabajo.
Our lema. ¿Cómo se dice lema?
Our slogan.
slogan. Okay. Our slogan for today, no excuses.
No excuses, all right? And let's take a look at one of our dreams over here before we go to a commercial break. We've got about 4 minutes or so, 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay, I have some of them. First on the dreaming, I was dreaming I can't open my eyes. I can't see.
That's strange. Yeah.
Okay. No, I have two of them. One of them, it was I can open my eyes, and another one, I can't see. Okay?
Okay.
When
it's got to be frustrating.
Oh, yeah, opening your eyes means being aware of things. It means awareness. That is why we mean when we say my eyes were open.
Right, absolutely. Okay. It's an expression. It's keep your eyes open. Mantente consciente de lo que está pasando.
At that moment, the dreamer is not aware of what is taking place around her.
Right.
You understand?
She's unaware of her surroundings.
Yes. It may also have to do with some truth, something truly important that she's overlooking. Mm-hmm. And when we dream that we are blind, it's similar of saying you're blind, you don't realize. I mean, you don't want to see the reality.
Okay.
Okay, you're blind about something.
It's literally and figurative. You can say you're blind to what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a call of attention.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay.
That dream. Mm-hmm. I have another one.
Okay.
I dream I had to suffer an operation on my throat because I had a malignant lump.
Okay.
Okay. Well, our throat is our means for speech.
Okay. One of our main communication.
Communication.
Tools.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And the dreamer has to remove something negative from it.
Okay.
So I ask him. I ask the dreamer if he say many negative things.
Okay.
Normally.
Yeah, negative
useful.
Comments.
Yeah.
Sure, sure.
And he admitted it, that something sometimes has a terrible temper.
Okay, esto es mala leche, bad milk.
Exactamente. Un temperamento así muy explosivo, ¿no?
Okay.
And when he's angry, he swears and uses ugly.
Decir palabrotas. He swears.
And he said out loud.
Out loud, yeah, yeah. Mm? Yeah, usually you do, yeah.
And later he's sorry he did. I mean,
so he feels bad about it.
Yeah, he feels bad about it. He noticed that he cannot control himself.
Right, right. Mm?
And that's why he has to remove that from his personality.
Sure. So that cancer, that that whatever, that lump represents something negative that he needs to remove. That is removable.
Yeah, yeah, is removable.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not the end. It's not that he dreamt that it's actually being operated on. Means there's hope. Hay esperanza.
Yeah, yeah. And I asked him. You must be thinking about that. He said, yes, I'm thinking about, you know.
My dirty mouth.
Yeah. Wash my dirty mouth. And when we say something, we are actually issuing an order, a decree.
Okay.
In all spiritual and religious traditions, saying something loud is issuing a decree.
Aloud.
It's programming minds and your own
And you affirm
attitude.
It. When you say something aloud, you're affirming it.
You're affirming it.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure.
And we must be careful with what we say out loud.
Right.
Because if it is something negative, we are keeping in time and helping it to go and materialize.
Helping it grow.
Yeah.
Sure, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
That's it.
That's why when I hear a lot of times when I hear negative comments or I don't repeat them. Mm-hmm. I kind of say, okay, that's gone. That stops with me. Like, I'm not going to continue to spread that bad idea. That Monday. It's Monday, man.
Okay.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I'm trying to be positive. So everybody else who's negative on a Monday,
I don't want to hear.
Stops right here.
That's it.
So what is your advice then? How does this person go about changing this dirty mouth, this overexpression?
No, the first thing is when somebody does something they have something associated that is good for. I ask him, okay, you feel released or something like that? He said, yes, I feel released. Okay, you have to find something to release yourself and not by bad words.
Right, another release. Singing.
Okay, for
dancing,
example.
Martial arts.
Or do something about the things you are...
Or deal with your anger.
Yes.
Porque si dices palabras porque estás enfadado.
Es porque estás enfadado.
So si tratas con eso y ves por qué. I always find when I used to get angry, exercise.
That's it.
You do exercise, you'll see. You'll feel a lot better afterwards.
That's it.
There's so many ways to channel our negative emotions and energy. Singing, dancing, doing exercise.
The problem with that student that he's now frustrated.
Okay.
Okay. When you're frustrated because you don't know what to do in your life, you don't find something to channel your creativity. creativity. What you do is to do the opposite. Es decir, criticar to the criticism, to self-criticism.
Sure, sure.
Okay, that's it.
It manifests itself in a negative light.
So I think the better thing that he can do is... The best thing he can do is, okay, do something. Do something creative. Put all your creativity in something, you know, for you to develop your inner self.
Sure.
And don't go against something, but... A favor de algo, ¿cómo se dice?
Go with it. Go with the flow.
Is that?
Go with the flow. There it is. All right. Well, guys, we've got to go to a commercial break. Me está poniendo caras DJ Spanglish. All right. Well, pues nada, vamos a publi. We've got a commercial break right now, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with the second half of today's Show with No Name 2.0. If I were you, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around! Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
See?
The show with no name.
Ooh-wee. Yeehaw. That's right. It's the Show with No Name 2.0, and it's Monday, and today is No Excuses Day, so we don't want to hear any excuses. I can't. I don't want to. No. Today, we're going to just make excuses of why we can do things. That's right. All right. Well, I'm here with Betty. Betty, are you having a good time?
Oh, great. As usual. But today, you are especially inspired.
I'm seeded. Estoy sembrado.
Totalmente. Muy bueno esa. Esa no es verdad. ¿Verdad?
Totalmente nativo.
No. Bueno, no. En español,
es
pero...
Es totally made up, tío.
También.
Es un totally made up, pero vamos.
Well, you guys have to see
hoy está
Maggie.
Sembrado.
Maggie's mascara is all over her face. I love it. It made you cry so much. Que tienes la máscara.
Ay, de verdad.
It's awesome. Es que... Awesome. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Nacho has gone. He couldn't take it. No podía con tanta positividad. And Nacho took a walk, but we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world, and his name is...
DJ Spanglish.
DJ Spanglish in the house. ¿Qué tal, Spanglish? ¿Cómo estamos?
Pues, ¿cómo se dice? I have a cold.
I have a cold. Sí, sí, estoy
resfriado, tío.
Pero se puede decir I'm constipated?
No, constipated es otra cosa,
sí,
¿no?
Sí, se puede decir, pero no,
sí,
tiene,
pero no, tiene
no tiene nada que ver con esto.
Estoy estreñido, es I'm constipated.
Ya sabía yo que tenía truco.
Es que eso ya lo he dicho yo mal varias veces, ¿sabes?
I remember people in Almería, like, no me puedo bañar en la piscina, estoy constipado. I'm like, ¿qué tiene que ver? Pues, que te da miedo que te va a salir en la piscina.
Se
like,
te va a caer todo.
I didn't understand it, pero...
Ay,
so you have a cold, lo has dicho, date un totally native a ti ahí.
Totally native.
¿Y cómo se dice tengo frío, sabes?
I'm cold.
Buena.
¿Te lo has soplado?
No lo he escuchado.
Ah, muy bien.
Es que no me escuchas, DJ. No me escuchas.
No me haces caso, tío.
Encima que te ayudo.
Estaba pensando, no puedo hacer.
Ok, so I have a cold, estoy resfriado.
Uh-huh. Y I'm cold.
Yeah! Date un totally native ahí.
Totally native.
Está presumiendo, he's showing off. Nice. All right, well, tenemos mucho por hacer. We've got a lot of stuff still to go. So why don't we take a look at today's Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name That Lyric. Name That Lyric. Name That Lyric.
Yeah, that's right. It's Name That Lyric only on the Show with No Name. All right, now this is a beautiful. I love this song. Sometimes I pick a song because it's someone's birthday and I'm not a big fan or anything, but I think this song is awesome. How do we say pegadito?
Sticky. No.
Eso es pegajoso.
Eso es pegajoso.
Chiqui o algo así.
Chiqui es con mucha cara. Chiqui
no. Anda, que estamos tú y yo buenos hoy.
¿Cómo se dice piar algo en el aire?
No es to grab, grab es.
Cachi.
Me cachi.
Me cachi la mano.
Ay, Dios.
Catchy. Es pegadizo. It's catchy. All right. Well, this is a really catchy song, and I like the lyrics. They're cool. De hecho, usa el... Esto es una estructura que todo el mundo confunde, así que vamos a también mirar la estructura que hay en la frase, porque hay muchos errores con esta estructura, pero lo vamos a mirar. We're going to look at it so you guys don't make that mistake. So here we go. Name that lyric. Now, you know how this works. I give you the song lyric in Spanish. You tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist in English. Here we go. Quiero, mira, esto quiero totalmente nativos aquí porque esto es subjuntivo. ¿Ok? Esto es subjuntivo. Bueno, así no la cago. Quiero que me quieras. Necesito que me necesites. Me encantaría que me querrías.
Que me quisieras.
Que me quisieras.
Y casi. Uy.
Pero los demás también. Quieras, necesites. ¿Ya? Que me... ¿Cómo va? Lo voy a cambiar aquí. Quieras, quisieras.
Quisiera.
Y luego decís que no es, que es fácil el español, ¿no? Estoy rogando que me ruegues. ¿Vale? No le veo convencida.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, acuérdate, es una traducción literal también.
Sí, sí, sí.
Oh, oh, ¿no te vi llorando?
You know what happens with this new studio? That I cannot see your screen.
That's what I love about it.
I cannot see your screen.
It's not necessary.
Yeah.
Is it? It's not necessary. I don't even really need to see it. Okay, guess what? Dani-san had it first, but he changed it. Lo cambió. And, but guess what? En el cambio, luego la segunda vez lo puso bien, pero Vero beat you to the punch. La expresión es llegar antes que tú, is to beat you to the punch. So Vero beat you to the punch. Dani-san, uy. Es que Dani-san lo puso mal. Luego Vero lo puso bien. Y luego Dani-san lo puso bien encima. Oh, Vero, eres un crack. You're a grieta. In English, crack. Vero also says, Alberto, you must put a webcam in the studio. She says, I totally endorse Bea. I'm cracking up and crying.
Totalmente. Pero es que encima yo le veo la cara. Ese es el puntito.
The little point.
The little point.
Oh, man. All right, vamos a ver. ¿Lo sabes, Beatriz?
Yo
know
no.
This song?
No.
Es buenísima. Vamos a ver. We got more people who know it over here. Let's take a look. Once upon a time. No. She says good morning, pero no es el artista que buscaba. Juan Daniel, tú lo tienes. Alo, no es el artista que tenía en mente. Maggie Left, sí lo tienes. Margarita Izquierdo, Daisy, también Daisy Left.
Daisy Left.
You know? You have a cool name, Maggie. What can we say? You know? All right, well, it's an awesome song. Really, really awesome song. Beautiful song. ¿Tú lo sabías, DJ Spanglish, esta canción?
Ni idea.
Ni idea. Porque, claro, no es hip-hop, ¿no?
No, yo... Además, que siempre me pones música de antes de los 90 y yo no...
Hombre, yo conozco los Beatles y es antes de mi tiempo. ¿Sabes? The Doors, todo eso era antes de que yo naciera, ¿no? Pero no deja de ser buena música.
No, pero yo tengo una década más que aprender que tú.
Ah,
tú has vivido una década más que yo.
Entonces, ok, vamos a dejar de hablar de décadas. Que me siento ahora como el abuelo aquí. Oh, man, I feel like grandpa over here. All right, well... The song is, and as I said, the first person to get it was Vero. A ver, más gente lo tiene por aquí. Let's call it a day. También lo sabe. Sergio VW lo sabe también. And Yolanda lo sabe. You guys are awesome. Really awesome. All right, well, the song is I Want You to Want Me. Quiero que me quieras. I Want You to Want Me by Cheap Trick. Truco barato. Cheap Trick. We've got the lyrics over here. Well, Bea, I've got to teach you how the song goes over here.
I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm here for. ¿Ves? Yo, todo lo que tú no sabes, yo ya lo tengo planificado.
Si me
I'm
lo
ready.
Cantas, a lo mejor.
Of course. Here we go. So it's, I want you to want me. I need you to need me. I'd love you to love me. I'm begging you to beg me. I want you to want me. I need you to need me. I'd love you to love me. All right, there it is. We got it. No teníamos que ni ensayarlo. Lo tenías ahí.
No, no. En cuanto has dicho la primera, ya me
I want you to want me. It's a classic song. I need you to need me. I'd love you to love me. I'm begging you to beg me. Yeah, all right.
Te estaba dando la segunda voz, ¿eh? Para
awesome.
Que veas.
No, no, no. Brilliant, brilliant. Vamos a ver más canciones tú y yo. All right, Annie got it as well. I want you to want me. Cheap Trick. Good job, guys. It's an old song, but it no deja de ser bonita. It's
muy bonita.
It's still a really nice song.
Thank you for the lyrics.
There you go, over there. Bueno, te iba a hacer adivinar. A ver, tampoco. All right, guys. Well, that was pretty tough over there. That was a tough one, I think. But thank you, Google. Thank you, Google, for that one over there. All right, do we have another dream? We have a few minutes.
Yes,
we have
yes.
another one. We've got another dream here that you guys have sent us. And Beatriz is going to tell you what it means.
Yes. Hi, Bea. I dream about a big storm coming with clouds on fire.
Eso está pasando en la costa este de los Estados Unidos.
Me acabo de enterar, no lo sabía. Some clouds were setting parts of my house on fire, and in the end, I could put it out. Okay.
She could or she couldn't put it out?
She could.
She could, okay. She was able to put it out. Okay.
She could. And the fire has two different meanings in dreams, okay? It can be interpreted as positive, and this is a transforming symbol, the fire of love represented by the creativity.
Right. Your favorite word.
And enthusiasm, okay?
Enthusiasm, yeah.
And or it can represent a negative element, the scorching fire of passions and uncontrolled temperament, such as anger or fears or fury.
These negative feelings. Sure.
That burns you inside. Those are the two meanings.
Mm? Okay.
If you dream, for example, a small uncontrolled fire, such a fireplace or a bonfire.
Sure,
or
something normal.
Or in a kitchen.
Como decimos en inglés, a contained fire.
A contained fire.
Yeah.
Is a favorable dream.
Favorable
dream.
It's creative, favorable. Yeah. Esos son tus palabras.
Eso sí, hija mía.
So a controlled fire or a fire that's contained is okay. It can be passionate.
It's good.
Right?
It's somebody kind and loving and enthusiastic and transform. His creativity in something useful and positive.
Sure. Okay? It's a channel, as you said.
Okay. To channel something into a creative thing. But in the dream described above, one can appreciate certain progress of a dreamer in controlling his fire.
Sure.
Oh, no, her fire.
Okay.
And her passions. On one side, she has a tendency to unleash.
On one hand and on the other hand. And on one hand, y el otro es on the other.
Okay. And in one side, she is capable to control a little bit her temper.
Right.
But it must sigue siendo stormy temper.
Right. It hasn't changed your temper. You're mastering, controlling it.
You're controlling it. The next step can be to really control her creativity in something. You know, more stable.
Sure, focus it on something more stable, more, more concrete.
Concrete,
maybe?
More controlled.
Sure. All right. Okay, guys, I'm telling you, this is interesting stuff because your dreams tell you a lot about
things.
Yourself,
yeah.
But most of us don't listen to our dreams.
Yeah, I have two more for later on.
We'll take a look in the final.
Yeah,
That's it. We've got 30 minutes left. Esto se pasa volando, tío. Seriously, this flies by. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, you know how it works. We're going to a commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. If I were you, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Yeah.
There's a show with no name.
That's right, baby. Show with no name, and we're here with Betty. Are you having a good time, Betty?
Oh, great.
All right. Awesome.
Great time.
Awesome.
Time.
It's a good way to start the week, isn't it?
Yes. Of course.
Not a bad way to start the week. All right. Well, we're having a blast over here. We got everybody on Twitter commenting, having a good time with us, and that's the idea. All right. Well, I just put the song on Twitter. I want you to want me. It's on Twitter now. So if you haven't heard it, listen to it after the show. Not now. Now's not the time. All right. Well, we got another dream or two. We got about 3 or 4 minutes. But you guys kept sending dreams. Do we have another one over there? What do we have?
Yes, yes. I have one. I have two. A bull is chasing me. Okay?
Okay.
I go and
okay, because he was up in at the festivals over there. ¿Cómo se llama? En Pamplona.
En Pamplona.
No era un sueño.
No, no, no. Esto es un sueño.
Okay.
I go hide behind a tree and the bull keeps insisting.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It never catches me, but I feel a mixture of fear and stress out, barely bearable.
Barely bearable. I like that one.
Barely bearable is como sí, claro, difícilmente aguantable o algo así, ¿no?
No, no, es buenísimo.
Okay. You know, the bull for the Spanish people is a collective, is in the collective unconscious.
Okay.
And when you're facing a bull, you're facing your own fears.
Okay.
What the dream is telling him, because he's a man, how he faces his fears.
How he faces his fears.
Yes,
yeah.
He faces. Hmm?
Okay.
And at that moment that he had this this dream, mm-hmm. This man was hiding. He was not facing his dream. He was hiding his fears. And some of their fears, I think they are irrational or maybe not real, because he says that it never catches him. So maybe some of those fears that he has are irrational.
They're irrational. Sure,
you
sure.
Know, they're not real.
Unnecessary.
They are unnecessary.
Right, right. Sure.
And he keeps insisting that, you know, he's fearful, but I don't think that they are really in this
circumstance. Sure.
Yeah. And there's another one. There's a woman that dreams herself without shoes at work and in the grocery store and
right.
Without. Okay.
Okay. Barefoot, diríamos. Barefoot.
Barefoot. Okay. Barefoot, then that means that he's insecure in life. At that moment that he was, dreaming this dream.
Sure.
She's insecure because when you have no shoes, you have no. ¿Cómo se dice? Capacidad de ir muy lejos porque vas sin zapatos. ¿Cómo se puede?
You can't go too far.
Yeah, you can't go too far.
Sure.
Without
sure.
Shoes. You don't have a pattern, you know, an inner pattern. Suficientemente fuerte.
Strong enough.
Strong enough. Okay.
Strong enough. Live without you. Strong enough.
That's it. Those are the two.
There we go. Well, Beatriz, I'm telling you, it's awesome. Now, as I said, one day we're going to analyze my dreams when I'm brave enough to analyze my dreams.
Okay, with a coffee, you and me, I won't tell anyone.
Yeah, we won't do it on the radio. My dreams are pretty crazy.
Okay, we won't tell anyone. You, me, and a coffee.
All right, well, Beatriz, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the show.
Always a pleasure to come here.
I'm glad I made your mascara run
by
making
God.
You cry with
I
laughter.
I was cracking up today.
And guys, you can follow and get more information about Bea on Autoevolucion and Twitter, @autoevolucion, mm-hmm. And also on her website, autoevolucion.com, helping people bring out the best in them.
That's
bringing
it.
Out, living to their full potential. There you go. Thank
That's
you so much.
That's my aim.
Thank you. And Nacho, you're living to your full potential. Tú eres un crack. DJ Spanglish, all the boys. And well, it's time for our little moment over here. Let's have a little tip or something positive that you can take with you throughout the day. Here we go. It's important not to get stressed out and worry, as stress only leads to negative consequences. Neither is it good to bottle things up, ahí tenemos esa palabra, and hold them in as they will eventually come to a head. Be as laid back as you can be. Everyone likes being with laid back people. No te tienes que tumbar tampoco. Well, there it is, folks. Something positive. Try not to get stressed out in life. Remember, son dos días, as you say in Spanish. Estamos aquí. Vamos a disfrutarlo. Let's have fun and live it to the fullest and to our full potential. And that's it, folks. We've got to go. That's it for today. But we'll be back on Wednesday with more Show With No Name. And thank you so much, listeners. You guys are awesome. Thanks for being here. We'll be back on Wednesday. I promise. Bye-bye.